T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike, Bobby, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Tim Dettillier joining us now, former Lutcher head football coach. Known him quite some time. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all doing?
Good. So what was it like to see Jarvis Landry land with the Saints, having coached him in high school?
Well, you know, it's, I guess it's a celebration of Lutcher. You know, once you're a Lutcher Bulldog, you're always a Lutcher Bulldog. So I think the whole town is still celebrating. They may even get a few more season ticket holders if they got tickets available.
Tim, if we had one more to tell you here, we'd have us the family reunion. I told you that we called.
But, I can arrange that.
Man, listen, I'm all ready for it. Maybe we have to do it tomorrow night. I got something a little bit later tonight. But we can do it tomorrow night. You and I both know about this with Jarvis. No matter where you would have played him, he'd have been the best player on the field. And you got a story about that because he, you know, no matter what you did, man, he was the best cat on that field. It's unbelievable. You don't get a lot of athletes like that in your time frame.
No, I was blessed with my whole career. I had some really good athletes. But Jarvis Landry, although he could have played all those sports, he was a football player. If you just went up to him, like hug him, put your hand around, his body was as hard as a brick house. I mean, he was just, you know, he wasn't a – I mean, he worked out with the weights and stuff, but his body was just hard, whether he worked out with the weights or not. He was a football player. If I put him at linebacker, he was the best linebacker on the field. He could have been running back. He probably could have been quarterback. You know, we put him in the secondary. Wherever we put him, he was the best. But, of course, he was a receiver. That's what he wanted to be. And, you know, of course, the way I like to throw the football, you know, that's where I wanted him. But his hands, besides being big, it's the strongest hands I've ever seen anywhere. I know I told you the story. I think it was his junior year. We got third and long, about the 40-yard line, and quarterback throws the pass. It's kind of overthrown. He's in the front corner of the end zone. The ball is actually out of bounds. He's keeping his balance in, but he catches the ball by the back cone, you know, the white stripe that's last on the ball. He catches that with his fingers. Now, do you realize how strong your hands have to be? I mean, 3/4 of the ball is already past you, and yet he catches that back third of the football. You know, we played that one 100 times in the office. It's just an unbelievable catch. But, you know, Jarvis did that every single day.
And, you know, Coach Dettillier, to me, what I've been more impressed from the get-go since he ended the pros is that his consistency. And you could be consistently bad or consistently good, very good, great at times. But in NFL history, he's been one of the NFL's most consistent receivers since he entered the league in 2014. When you think about this, you could count on him. Now, as of late, you know, he got hurt, but he had averaged 86 receptions and 950 yards receiving in his 8 NFL seasons. So it's someone that you could count upon and that you can lean upon. To me, that's what separates him from maybe like a splash like Odell Beckham when he went to the Giants. But Landry has been more consistent. He's been a Michael Thomas type receiver who's done it for more years. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I guess the word is durability. You know, if he got hurt in high school, I don't know about it because he didn't tell me. You know, LSU is the same thing. I don't think he ever missed a game. You know, and I know this year at Cleveland, he had a little problem with his knee. I think, to the best of my knowledge, that's the first time I ever known him to maybe succumb to an injury. But I go back to his body just being so hard and firm. And there's not an ounce of fat on that boy. You know, he's just a hard-nosed athlete. But you know, he's about winning now. You know, and sometimes you might not always agree what he does or what he says, but the bottom line is he likes to win. You know, and he's gonna do whatever it takes. But he's also whatever you ask of him. He's going to do it because his passion for the game is second to none.
Now, Coach Atelier, boy, when you think about in these parts, Saints fans or LSU fans, not all of them, but a lot of them are in the same thing, vice versa. I mean, LSU fans or Saints fans, whatever it might be. I think as far as the local influence, and you around in these parts, I mean, can you say maybe a better example? I think this is an example of when I was playing back in the 80s, having like a Dalton Hilliard and an Eric Martin contributing at a high level with the Saints, and now the potential of Honey Badger and now Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, I mean, the theme is, it seems like everybody's coming home, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think my daughter would ever, since she moved to Texas, I didn't think we'd ever see her again, you know. Texas had all kind of stuff, but it still wasn't home, and she's home. And same thing with Jarvis, you know, like every chance he gets, he comes home, you know, see his mom, see his family. Always, he would have the Jarvis Landry football camp every year. You know, there's a lot of things out there, but Louisiana is home for Jarvis, and I'm glad it worked out.
Tim, you can talk about this because, you know, with receivers, we all talk about how well they can catch the ball, but there's a certain physicality, and also as a run blocker, of how good Jarvis is in that category, because maybe we don't maybe sometimes emphasize that wide receiver throwing that block, but that guy turns the corner, and instead of a 4-yard run, it's a 14-yard run. And that's the one thing, man, having watched when he played not only at Lutcher or at LSU and in the NFL, man, Jarvis, he's going to stick his shoulder, his head in there. He's going to throw that key block. But his physicality for not being what you want to call a really big receiver.
Well, along those lines, Coach, to tell you what Mike was saying, I mean, my understanding when he first went to LSU, he's the guy on kickoff and punt coverage going to knock a snot bubble in the opponent.
Tim,
and making tackles.
I told this to Tim. It sounded like he was carting a Louisville slugger, just running downfield. And, man, he would swing that bat, and those guys were falling. And, you know, and he took a lot of pride in playing special teams. But it's his physicality that I think sticks out so much. Yes, he's a great athlete, can catch the football. I think he's a terrific run blocker. But for not being a really big guy, his strength is his physical skills.
Yeah, I could not have said that any better. His physicality is second to none. He's not big. He wasn't considered big in high school. He's definitely not big in the NFL. But his body is hard as a rock. The best example I guess I can give you, I started to notice it in practice. You know, I mean, we were running plays against the defense, and it didn't matter if it was first team, second team. You know, after the first couple of days, all linebackers and secondary was aware of where Jarvis lined up, because when he hit you to the middle of next week. You know, and it wasn't a cheap shot. You know, I'm not talking about cheap shots. You know, and everybody became aware. And then, of course, from Saturday morning, you break it down to film stuff. Our opponents, you know, was aware of where Jarvis Landry lined up. You know, and he's not gonna back down from anybody. And when he hits you, you know you got hit. There's no second down. His physicality is unbelievable, especially for the size of his body. You know, he's not the fastest guy, but he's fast enough. He's not the biggest guy, but he's big enough, and he's as tough as nails.
Tim, talk a little bit about, man, he can throw the football real well. And we've seen it in the NFL. Now, he's a southpaw, but, man, he throws the football on that reverse play really, really well. Did you – I don't remember if you guys had done it, but, man, I know he can throw the football real well.
Well, I'd rather throw it to him, but, yes, we've done that. But, you know, the best thing I could tell you is just a couple of years ago, you know how they have in the offseason, NFL has these challenges.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were in Florida or something. Well, they had, you know, three or four guys on the team, and we go, well, Jarvis, when it came to the throwing, whoever the quarterback was, like he was throwing, he was throwing against the NFL quarterbacks. He won the competition. You know, he had to hit the thing. I watched it on my TV. I can't believe this. You know, but he did. He hit more. See, you know, you got to hit the more moving targets and the big circle thing. You know, and he had more points than any quarterbacks. He won that. I think that's how well he can throw. There's no doubt about it.
Tim,
I'd like to have him pitch on my baseball team.
Yeah. Tim, the thing, too, is, and I told this story to Christian, that, man, we on the sidelines, guys are playing Vanderbilt Catholic. And it's late in the game. Guys are trailing. And to be honest, I think Vanderbilt really that night was maybe the better team. You guys ended up winning, and that's why all that counts. But they threw six passes. Jarvis caught five, and he caught the most important one at the end to win it.
That's right. Like, you know, I used to call the plays, but I had some pretty good coordinators, but they knew when the game's on the line, I'm not worried about what play you call. I'm worried about what player. You know, you that old adage, you don't think of plays, you think of players. And I didn't care what the other team thought because, you know, we going to Jarvis. I mean, we'd be stupid not to go to Jarvis. And sure enough, on the last play, Vanderbilt outplayed us that night. There's no way we should have won that game. And we about, I don't know, 30, 35 yards out. And we know it's the last play of the game. And we know they back. So we throw it to Jarvis, about a 15-yard pass, you know. And somehow, you know, he catches it, but he got it in the end zone. Just enough. You know, his body never did get an end zone, but that when they –
But the ball did.
That arm, that ball in that arm got over it. And, you know, when I walked across there, it was Lord DuPont was the head coach that time. And he was just shaking his head. And I was with him. You know, hey, we're going to throw it to Jarvis.
I'll never forget you telling me, man, it was a couple years before. I don't know, Jarvis maybe was in eighth or ninth grade. And you had Goche. And he had won, I think it was the Louisiana High School Player of the Year. And he would say, Mike, man, you know, Goche's a really good player, but man, I got one behind him. Man, you'd have to see him to believe him of how good of a player. And I want to say either Jarvis was in middle school or in ninth grade when that happened, because that's a few years difference between Goche and Jarvis.
Well, what they did in the parish, they reorganized the elementary schools and stuff, and so all 7th and 8th graders came to the high school.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the first or second year, but it was early in that. And so Lutcher High School was considered 7 through 12 with one principal. So that makes all the 7th and 8th grades eligible. I think right now they no longer do the 7th and 8th graders at the high school, but they only let the 9th through 12. But, you know, we let them, but there's no 7th and 8th graders that can play varsity football until, you know, I saw Jarvis in a couple of 7th and 8th grade games, then a 9th grade game, then a JV game. Said, well, let's put a uniform in this boy, you know, and sure enough, you know, we get to the playoff. Guess who's starting off? 8th grader Jarvis Landry.
Was an 8th grader. That speaks volumes. And Coach Dettillier, is it something in the water or, boy, you look at the reputation around the country in the river parishes, you go to Hawnville, you go to St. James, Lutcher, Destrehan. You go on and on. I'm even talking about
St. Charles Catholic.
St. Charles Catholic. I'm talking about even old school A.J. Dewey.
St. James.
I said St. James. Yeah. But you look at all that. I mean, it's amazing. And then now nobody flies under the radar. They all know about the River Parish and the athletes that come out of there.
Yeah, it's so important. You know, as a little kid, you idolize, of course, those high school players and what have you, because it's big time. You know what I mean? I don't care who we're playing. You come on a Friday night, the stands are going to be packed. You know, it's just that important, you know. But I don't know. Me and Coach O used to talk about it, you know, and I talked to Mike earlier about that. Like, I guess he saw it as his ticket out of town, you know. And then he grew up really on the river. Right across from the levee, him and his mom, and of course, Gerard Landry, who's pretty good athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Did he go to Georgia Tech?
He went to Southern.
To Southern, okay. Yeah.
He went to Southern. He had offers other way. That's another story for another day. We're not going to get into that.
And that story about how Coach O was trying to recruit him, that's because he was at SC, him and Kiffin at that time. Yeah. Man, that's a long
one. That's right. Yeah, it is, and I'm most probably, if I tell you the true story, you're going to have to cut the air off. but it is a true story. But anyway, all I'm saying is, his mom raised him right. I don't know if it was that they took it out, but they seemed to work harder, and they wasn't well off at all, but, they did what they had to do, And
Coach,
very successful.
We've seen it now, and Christian and I spoke about this yesterday, about the success of the baseball teams in the area, and I know that that's something close to your heart also. We've seen Vanderbilt Catholic win, South Terrebonne Gators, first time ever. They win a state championship in baseball. What happened in the southern part of the parish in Terrebonne, Lafourche, well known, but how hard LaPlace gets hit, and Lutcha wins their fifth. And then last night, St. Charles Catholic and Wayne Stein, he wins a state football championship, and then he's part of a state baseball state championship. Tim, I don't ever remember that. Not in my lifetime, I don't remember another person having that in the same year.
Coach, to tell you, you never want a hurricane to come. Boy, but it sure worked magic for baseball.
Four teams. Yeah,
I can't say enough about Wayne Stein, but I gotta say this. Somewhere behind there, I got to mention his name, Frankie Monica.
Yep.
That's, baseball actually was my first love. And I was hired at Lutcher. I was the head baseball coach, but everything I knew, Frank was, he played at Nichols. I forget the coach's name, but man, he was just an expert in baseball, and you learn so much about it. Then I got to go watch St. Charles this year, and I could see all the little Frankie Monica stuff and what he does. And, sorry, I got to mention his name because I know that's where I learned most of my baseball, and obviously that's where Wayne learned most of his. And just sound fundamentally. I mean, just a little bitty things that you never think about teaching that you don't pick up, and you won't notice if you just go to a baseball game, But it's just from the base running to the defensive alignment, it's just I saw his fingerprints on it. But that is just a great story. We had to play, we had to practice and play away to the second month of the season because our baseball facility was done, But fortunately, by the time district, we got it back, and played. And same thing with St. Charles, it's just what a story. If they make a movie about it, you're not going to believe it. But it's true.
Tim Dettillier, former Lutcher football head coach. Tim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey, thanks for remembering me. I don't get too many phone calls. I really appreciate this.
Well, when you coach a guy like Jarvis Landry, you're always on the radar. So
I remember, Tim, I remember coming up through WWL covering high school football. You were one of the guys one of the first guys I covered in high school football, and you were always awesome to talk to. So
Tim's always got that line. Man, if I'm talking to you in November, life is good.
Yeah,
because I know what that means.
Well,
if you ain't practicing during the Thanksgiving holidays, you must probably don't have a job.
Yeah, you got to do something else. But Christian, as we go on to break, let me tell you where the Saints are at with Jarvis Landry
right.
Edition.
Hold on, let's think about it, Coach.
Okay,
thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Cool.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.